was me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good evening. Yes, she does that. Hallelujah. Hey, tonight as we continue our study on time, times time, tonight we're going to look at perilous times. What comes to your mind when you think of the word perilous? Dangerous? Anybody else? What was that? School year? Scary. The Bible warns us of these times that would come, and we're in those times. So if you open your Bibles with me tonight to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And it doesn't say they might or maybe. They say these times will come. Now, why do you think God shows us things that are coming? So we would be prepared, so we would be ready, so we wouldn't be caught by surprise. When this thing came to the nation, how many people do you think were surprised? How many people were prepared? How many people were ready? All right. Again, I believe it speaks of the last days. But in verse number 1 of chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, the Word of God says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." And we've been speaking about the time that we're in. We're in the latter days, the latter time, okay? And then he tells us what's going to take place. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Anybody looking in the mirror a whole lot? Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And tonight as we're looking at this, as we're looking at the perilous times, I'm not talking about the tribulation of the great tribulation, but I'm talking about going through the tribulation in life. How many know that we go through storms and trials and tribulations in life? Amen? I believe that anything, if you're creating something that's to resist wind, if that thing that you're creating to resist wind, it's tested in the wind. You never know if it's effective unless it's been tested in the wind. And so when the winds of adversity come, God tests us that we stand strong in faith and believing, that we'll resist the temptations of the adversary and that we'll stand strong. So Jesus told us, even in the midst of the tribulations in life, that we still can keep the peace. And John chapter 16, verse number 33, Jesus reminds the disciples of the words that he had spoken, that they were for his benefit. Amen? And every time you're faced with a trial or a storm in life, if you reflect upon the word, it will become for your benefit. Amen? It'll help you to be overcome whatever you're facing. He says in verse 33, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation." Did Jesus say you might? Did Jesus say maybe? No, he said, "In the world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So we're trusting in the Lord with our whole heart, and we're leading not to our own understanding. All of our ways we acknowledge him. He's directing our paths. Even in the midst of the storm, the anchor holds. Even though the sail is tattered. Amen. I don't know. I have never been through a storm in my life that I didn't get a little tattered here and there. Anybody else? or is it just me? All right? So, you know, sometimes the storms we come through, we break through the storm, but we have scars or things that we picked up through the storm. Amen? So he says to us, with this peace, there comes patience. What am I talking about the peace in? The peace in time of tribulation. Amen? He said, perilous times shall come. Dangerous times shall come. Hurtful and harmful times shall come. But be of good cheer. Amen? Jesus said, I'll overcome the world. Keep your peace and hold on to your patience. And I love, this is probably one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, is Romans 5, where the Apostle Paul is reminding them that they're covered by Jesus. And verse number 1, he says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. And what the Apostle Paul is saying here is the tribulation and the test you're going through is for your benefit. Wow. Well, Jesus said to you and I, he said, all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Now, he is saying in that, also my trial and my tribulations working for the good, amen, and for my benefit. And he says, if I have overcome the world and your trust in me, you will keep your peace. With your peace, you'll be patient. In other words, he said, don't give up. Don't surrender. Stand strong. Amen. Be steadfast, all unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So he says that we hold on to the promise. The promise. And Romans chapter 8, reminding that it's so important that you remind yourself of this when you're going through the trial, when you're going through the test, that God has given you his best. Amen. And the apostle reminds them in Romans 8, verse 35. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. So the Lord's saying to you and I tonight, in the midst of our tribulation, he's the Prince of Peace, for us to have patience and hold on to his promise. Secondly, we find the perilous times, the times of trouble. Amen. And our nation right now, we're facing all sorts of times of trouble. And he says to you and I, we have the protection, even in the midst of the trouble. And Psalms chapter 3, I love how the Psalms pins this in Psalms 3. Speaks about the Lord's protection. in the time of trouble. Verse number one says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many they be which say of my soul, there is no help from him in God. Pause and think about that. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Man, that's when you're facing a time of trouble, I tell you to mark this Psalms 3 in your Bible. And as you mark this Psalms 3 in your Bible, when you're facing troubled times, speak this psalm over your life. Remind your spirit and your faith, man, inside of you, who you are and what the Lord says about you, that he has you, that he'll carry you through, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says also he gives us the preservation. He preserves us in Psalms 32. What am I talking about? Preserves us from in what? In the time of trouble. Amen? It's okay when we're preserved, when everything's going right, but with all things, when all hell breaks loose, it's nice to know that you're preserved. Amen? Anybody have some things shaking around them? Okay, come on. God's speaking to you tonight. He's meeting you right with what you're going through. In Psalms 32, verse number 7, the Word of God says this. He says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. When I've thought about that, he compassed me about with songs of deliverance. Sometimes when I've been going through troubling times and I'm out there, I'm waiting for angels or so forth to start singing songs of deliverance for me. Amen. And most of the time, I don't hear the angels singing songs of deliverance for me. But the Lord said he's placed a song in my heart, a song of praise, hallelujah. And as we sing the psalm of deliverance, deliverance comes. You know, if you start singing a song of rescue and freedom, all of a sudden it gets inside of you. And all of a sudden it starts coming out. And all of a sudden you're not only speaking to yourself, but you're speaking to the adversary that's attacking you at the same time. Are you with me? He said in verse number 8, he said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Amen. The Father doesn't miss anything, right? So we have the presence of the Lord. And I stayed in Psalms again here in Psalms 46 for the presence. In the time of trouble, this psalm is a psalm to remind ourselves that he's our refuge and our strength. He's our very present help in time of need. And verse number one, the Word of God says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. You know, sometimes we just got to get those psalms inside of us. He is saying that when we're facing in this world, we shall have tribulation. We shall have some difficult times. But we also have a testimony. I love it where where he says we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So the confirmation in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. The word of God says in verse 4, I thank my God always on your behalf, because the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So to me, that's about the confirmation. There's a confirmation to remind yourself who you are. Secondly, I have the conscience. It's our mindset. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 12, he says, for our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to youward. And what the Lord is saying here is, we have the power to speak things into existence. And when we're facing the times that we're in, the perilous times that we're in, it's important in the midst of the tribulation, in the midst of the trouble, to keep the word of your testimony. Amen. The words coming out of your mouth. I don't believe people realize how powerful God's word is for you when you speak it. The devil isn't listening to what you're hearing. He's listening to what you're saying. He's not in your earlobes. He's not listening to what you're hearing, but he's catching every word. And when you use a word that's contrary to the word of God, he uses that word against you. And he builds up an army with that word. That's why the word of God kind of tells us life and death are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it eat the fruit thereof. In other words, you would eat the fruit of what we speak. So we're speaking victory, but we have to do this when we're looking at this with confidence. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse number 10. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Amen. Because when we heard the testimony of the Apostle Paul as he's writing the word, we're believing it as coming from the throne of God and from the mouth of the Lord. Amen. And if we do not believe that, we can't use it for our benefit. Amen. Because the Bible says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So in verse 4 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4, we look at this and he says, so we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. Amen. It isn't about the storm you're going through. It's how you weather it and how we come out of it. So tonight, in the perilous times, there's times of tribulation. God says to keep our peace, hold on to our patience, standing on the promise. In the times of trouble, recognize that you're protected, you're preserved by his presence. In the times we testify, we confirm what we're thinking in our conscience with confidence. So the times of tribulation brings trouble, but through God's power, turns into our testimony. He's reminded me that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Amen. I don't know about you, but God's done so much for me. Amen. I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful. I'm thankful. I'm not looking at what I don't have. I'm looking and being grateful for what I do have. Amen. Sometimes we miss what God's already done, and we don't have that attitude of gratitude because we're looking for the next thing. And God sometimes is saying, while you're looking for the next thing, you probably would be beneficial for you if you'd be grateful for the last thing I did for you. Amen. And if I come to the throne with a grateful heart and a heart of thanksgiving, it changes the attitude. It changes my attitude and it changes his attitude. Amen. Anybody have any thoughts or questions? So he says perilous times are coming, dangerous times. He says in the time of tribulation, in the time of trouble, hold on to your trust in me and it will become your testimony. I can just see you sitting down with their grandkids or our great-grandkids telling about the storm we went through in 2020. Amen. One of the things the Lord keeps reminding me of, and I think it's so important that we not only pray for the lost, that, you know, I had an opportunity to lead another young man to the Lord today, but as we pray for the lost and share the gospel, but that we pray for the body of Christ. Amen. Because things have all changed. We're going to move back downstairs for the kids in a couple of weeks and get ready for Christmas and things so they can do things for Christmas and stuff. Because this season's about over. We have to do something with the children and keeping them coloring and whatever in the sanctuary has worked for a season, but their whole lives have been changed. Can you imagine what the children's lives have been like? I know with myself, when I get out of doing something, it's hard for me to get back to doing it, but let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in each and every one of our hearts, Father God. You said in this world we will have tribulation, but be of good cheer because you have overcome the world. And we know that even in the time of trouble, that as we trust in you, it will turn into our testimony. We overcome the adversary by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So, Lord, I pray that you minister to every hearer, Father God, that if any are discouraged, Father God, be the encourager to them tonight, Father God. Be the glory and the lifter of their heads, Father God. For those that are going through a hard time, be their very present help in time of need. Know that they're not alone, that you've surrounded them with brothers and sisters of like faith. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.